Kevin, just to start off with the new book, what should people expect from it?
It's not an autobiography, I'll start with that, but it's a look through my league career, starting from a 7 year old to what was a fantastic ending with the treble. So it's been a really nice thing to do, a really good thing to, especially because I knew what the ending was, to go through every little part, even all the tough parts, through the adversity, you know, through the difficult games and cup final losses. They were all important to tell the full story and the journey that I went on. So it was a really good thing to do, and hopefully it'll be a book that people can go back to and look through it, because there's so many pictures in it, which is what it is, effectively a picture book. But there's, you know, 10 decent chapters in there that document certain seasons and certain times, and like I said, it's been a really nice thing to do.
And you think that it does completely document your career in the way that you want it to?
Yeah, I think it's a really positive book. I purposely wanted it to be that way. It helps because you know it ends. It helps because you know what the finish was like in October. It was a complete dream ending. But yeah, it was a really enjoyable thing to do, and I'm really pleased with it. I think, like I said, it's not an autobiography, but it is my honest opinion of my seasons, my time in rugby league, and you know, I've had a great journey, and I'm very, very grateful for all of it.
Obviously, if we look at now, Carnegie-wise, cup final coming up, I mean, what an opportunity it is for you in your first season at Carnegie to have a crack at some silverware.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable experience. I think I have, you know, never really been in that new team environment, other than with representative stuff. But to join a new team and be in there as a new player on my own, you know, rep teams, pull teams together from different clubs, but to be in there on my own, to try and learn a new sport, to try and settle in a new dressing room, has been a huge challenge. And look, I've made mistakes. I'll continue to make mistakes, but I've really enjoyed it. And to get that challenge, to get that that big test at 35-year-old, to still be playing professional sport, is absolutely brilliant. And I'd have regretted it if I'd not gone another go. So the fact that I've done has been brilliant. The fact that I've been made feel so welcome, the fact that so many people have put a lot of time and effort into my development, has been really humbling as well. And you know, I certainly look forward to these coming weeks, and as we hit the business end of the season now, the big games that come forward.
Do you think that you can really push for that top two? Do you think that Doncaster are still within reach?
I'm not sure. I think what's important is we focus on our three league games, and just try and be as good as we can in those three games. At the end of it, let's see where we are. I think Doncaster have been in terrific form. I think Bristol, you know, are head and shoulders above everybody in the league at the minute. Albeit, you know, they snatched the game against Doncaster at weekend, so I think it's all pretty tight for that top six, who are vying for that top four spot, and we're not guaranteed at this moment in time. So we look forward to our next game at London Welsh on Saturday, which is a huge test for us, given that we play them again the week after in the cup final. So we look forward. You know, like I said, I'm not quite sure where we'll finish up, but we'll give it our best shot.
You've touched on it a little bit about coming from rugby league into a brand new team, but you came into a brand new sport as well. I mean, how difficult was that transition as well as the new team transition?
Yeah, very difficult, and that transition isn't and hasn't finished yet. It's a work in progress. I'm getting better every week. I feel that. I feel more comfortable in the game, but I realise that I've still got so much to learn. You know, some of these players that I'm playing alongside, it, I've got 10, 20 years of experience playing rugby union. I've got 5 months, so I'm trying to catch up as quickly as I can. But they've been brilliant, and I've enjoyed every day. I've enjoyed trying to make those improvements, and like I said, I'm going to make mistakes, and I do make mistakes, but I like to think I can learn from them pretty quickly and move on to the next thing.
Obviously, you're focusing on the next three games and the cup final. Where do you think the team can go from here? Is it good what they've done this season, and where can they go from here?
Well, I think we'll be judged on what happens in this next 9 or 10 weeks. I think they're the important parts of it. You know, I've been fortunate enough throughout my career, albeit in the other court, I've got decent experience of playoff rugby, so I know what this time of year, the pressures it brings, how you need to perform, how everybody in and around you ups their game. So we'll be judged on this next 10 weeks. We're in a decent position at the minute with a cup final to come, and third in the league. But you know, if we can go to that next level in our performances in this next little while, I think we can give it a bit of a shake up, and we'll see where we end up.
I mean, if I can touch on rugby league just a little bit, Wayne Bennett obviously been appointed the England coach. Is that a good appointment in your opinion?
I think it's a good appointment. I think you know, I think if you were looking for a new head coach, you know, Wayne had certainly been the top two or three. You know, his reputation and what he's achieved over in Australia has been remarkable. So, you know, he's well renowned. I think he'll give that England team a different philosophy, a different way of playing. But I have to say, it was my own personal opinion, and I'd have kept Steve Mack in charge, having played alongside him, having been his captain for a couple of years, and understanding the work he has done in that environment and the culture he created there, and on the back of winning our first major series for a number of years, I think it was he was the man to take us forward for this next couple of years. I think after the World Cup, then if you're going to make a change, I think that was the right time to do it. But if you're going to change, you know, obviously the decision was made, you know, Wayne would be, like I said, certainly in the top two or three.
I don't think people would forgive me speaking to Kevin Sinfield without talking about Leeds Rhinos. Obviously they've not had the start to the season that maybe many expected and people really wanted from the side. I mean, what do you think's going on there?
Look, I'm very positive about it. I think I understand you know, the position on the league table at the minute, but there's too many quality people there, too many quality players, and you know, we've had some really bad injuries to some key personnel, and you had to that training ground with the troubles they've had there, and then also we're a warm weather team, we're a summer rugby team, we're built for that, and the conditions haven't been great so far. So, and I still believe that we'll be there or thereabouts come the business end of the year, and we just touched on it now with the rugby union stuff. I feel they'll be there at the back end of the year.
Do you think that there's a bit of a lack of experience in the side? Obviously, you left at the end of last season. Jeremy Peacock left at the end of last season. Do you think that that's affected them maybe in a negative way, especially at the beginning of the season?
Look, there's so many players there who've got lots and lots of experience. Who are international players who've played in big games, who've won a huge amount of trophies over the last 10, 12 years, and there's still plenty in there. So, you know, those young lads who are in the team at the minute have had a couple of years under the belt and are only going to grow and get better. So, look, I'm still very positive about the whole thing. Like I said, I might be a little bit biased because a lot of them are my friends, but from a professional point of view, I haven't been in that environment with them and know how hard they work every single day, and they'll fix it up.